Okay, Masechet Yomet Daf Kaf. We'll be starting at the bottom of Yutet Amud Bet. We finished on Friday in the middle. We tell him about Shul Amar Apik Vuna Yosinken. So we spoke here about the Yikrei Yerushalayim that used to stay up all night, so that the Kohen Gadol would hear them singing, he wouldn't fall asleep. And what a bright that said. Also in the Gvulin, out of Yerushalayim, they used to do so. Zecher LeMikdash. The brighter sort of says in a bit of a negative way, Ela Shayu Chotin. And Rashi says, "What does it mean Ela Shayu Chotin?" The last lines of Rashi, Mesachekin Anashim V'Nashim Yachad U'Bain La'Veira. They stay up the whole night, but instead of sitting and learning, it would be boys and girls or men and women would be playing together, and that lead to all Aveiras. So they had good intentions, you know, but didn't work out very well. So on that, Amar Abaye, Vita Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Targuma Neharda. When he says over here, in the Gvulin, they did it. So Gvulin, normally we use the term Gvulin for telling us about outside Har HaBayit in Yerushalayim, outside the Beit HaMikdash. Here he says, Gvulin, Lahai B'Gvulin, it was, where was it? Hechad HaYuchotin, B'Naharda, in Bavel. That's what he says, B'Naharda. And how do we know that? The Amar Eliyahu Rav Yehuda, Achuad Rav Salach Hasida. Eliyahu Anavi bumped into Rav Yehuda, Rav Salach had his brother, Amrito. So he said to him, you know, a discussion arose over here, right? Between him and Rabbi Yehuda. He obviously said to Eliyahu Navi, knew what's going on. Why is the Mashiach coming? So Eliyahu said to him, Amrito said to him, Amritu, Amai lo ate Mashiach. You all say, why does the Mashiach come? V'haidna, Yom de Kippurehu. He says, look what's happening. You wonder why Mashiach doesn't come? I'll tell you why Mashiach doesn't come. It's Yom de Kippurehu. It's the holiest day of the year. The Baul come be tulte ben harda. Look what's happening in a harda. Virgins are losing their virginity. That's why Mashiach doesn't come. That's why Mashiach doesn't come. So Amarle. So now the Gemara carries on and says that Rav Salach Hasida said to Eliyahu Navi, "Nu, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, my Amar, what is that? What's Hashem saying about this? Because you want to know what's going on in Hashem's right? My Amar." Right, where it's Amar Lei, so Eliyahu says to him, quotes a pasuk over here, it's unbelievable this pasuk. It says, Lefeta chatat rovetz. Hashem's saying, what do you want? That's life. There's sin waiting at your doorstep. Mamamash mulam etzchut, olam isha. Look at Rashi, Yetzera, machtio, bal kocho, as long as they choice, it's Yetzera, against their will. So Gemara says, Nu, v'tagidi v'satan my Amar. This is amazing. What does the Satan say? So the Satan, he said, Amar lei Satan, beyume de Kippur, lately Arishuta leistune. So Satan can do nothing. Because the Satan on Yom Kippur hasn't got Rishut to incite. Amazing Gemara. Look at this Gemara. It says over here. How do we know? It says, Mimai. Where do we know that from? He says, Amar Rabchame Barchame says, Hasatan. The word Hasatan in Begamatria, what is it? He is 5, Shin is 300, Tet is 9, and Nun is 50. So 9 and 5 is 14 and 50, 64, 364. He says, Begamatria, Klat Meya, Vishinu Abba, 364. Klat Meya, Abba, Yome, Itla, Rishulis, 364 days a year, the Satan can do what he wants. But Yome de Kippure, Leitle, Rishutel, Istune. But on Yom Kippur, he has got no rights to do anything. Now, it's amazing because when I got this afternoon, so this reminded me that on the parasha of Acharei Mot, there's the Sirichad Lashem, Sirichad Azazel. The Ramban quotes of the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, where he says that the Seir Azazel is a korban to the Satan. He calls him Asael. So this is the Korban to Asael. So it appears that they're keeping the Satan, you know, contained on Yom Kippur. So that's one of the reasons. Manny Gershkowitz came to me after this and he said, that another reason, he said, it could be, the whole idea is Yom Kippur itself is v'chiper ba'ado, that Yom Kippur is mechaper, that the day is mechaper. So it's like getting into a mikveh. When you're in the mikveh, you're protected. So being entrenched in the day of Yom Kippur, the Satan's got no place there. It's like a whole day. Interesting. So that's this Gemara. Okay, new Mishnah. The Mishnah is like, b'chol yom tor min ha-mizbeach b'kirat ha-gever o samuch lo. So every single day we do trumat ha-deshen. Rashi says here, tor min ha-deshen, right, he says, "Tumin haMizbeach Hadeshen, Shu Chotem in Hadeshen Machte Pamachat Bein Rav Lemak." Doesn't matter how much ashes there are on the Mizbeach. Every morning, the first thing that the Kohanim do is they go and they take a spade full of stuff, bring it to the left. Rashi says that it'll be, yeah, it's amazing. Rashi, he quotes the other pasuk. It's like this bilvachli for they go to every morning, no matter how much the ease the ashes there, the Kohen goes and takes a spadeful. By rather with a little will be a virtual if be male comments. As long as not less than a comment, it's a handful of ashes. She puts it on the eastern side of the kevish of the ram to the Mizbeach. And that's where it gets thrown up into the ground. One of the miracles about Amikdash. It's the first thing in the morning they did in the Beit HaMikdash. Truman Adeshe, we learned lots of stuff about him. It's like a time in all the stories of the Kohanim used to fight over it, and kids got killed. And they started doing a pious, a lottery to make Seder who gets to do it. So the Mishnah tells us that every single day of the year they would normally do this when? Or Kriyat HaGever. What's Kriyat HaGever? So we know that Kriyat HaGever is, we make a brach every morning. Asher natan la sechvi v'na'alavchim yom elayla. Normally we say Kriyat HaGever means the Tarnagolet, right? The rooster. So that's what it appears. Anyway, we'll see in a moment the Gemara is not so passionate. Right? Or Samuchlo. Either at that time, or Samuch, she says, more or less around that time. Either before or after. However, B'Yom HaKippurim, they would do it much earlier, Michatzot. Already from Chatzot Alayla. Rashi says, why? Just welcome to Michatzot. Uberegalim, on the Regalim, during the Shlosh Regalim, much earlier even, Halade, even much earlier, right? There would be Miashmorah Rishona, from the first Mishmar. You know, we said we learned it, look, Rashi actually quotes the Gemara in Brachot. We learned it, at the last step into three Mishmarot, right? And from the Ugron Farish time, we'll see the first Mishmarah. Why was it the first Mishmarah? The Mishnah says, V'lo ayta kriyat HaGever Maga'at, Ad Shaita Azara Mele'a Mishra. During the Regalim, it would happen that by the time, whatever Kriyat HaGever was, it was the rooster, or whatever it was, this announcement early morning for Trumat HaDeshen, by the time Trumat HaDeshen came along, the Azara was really packed with people. She says now that the Regalim, a lot of people coming to bring all their korban. The Gemara is like this. Nine hatta, and the Gemara quotes over here a Mishnah in Masechet Zvachim. It says like this: Evarim shepaku me al gabi amizbeach. Evarim, so there are limbs that were stuck up on the mizbeach. So if they were from the korbanot, that takes up, they have to be burnt through the night on the evarim, right? If it would, I don't know, could fall off or splatter off in the fire, whatever the case was, the fell of the mizbeach. Korem chatzot, if it happened before chatzot. Right, this would be the korban. Remember, the korban atamid shel ben arba'im was the last avoda. So anything after that would then be. We'll see that the olot would be on the whole night. Right, we'll see in a moment. The whole night till the morning. Truman Adesh was in the morning. If by chatzot, if before chatzot the aver spelt off the mizbeach, then yachzir, then you put it back on the mizbeach, and you have me'ilah. You over a meila. We'll see the moment what it's about. La'achar chatzot lo yachzir ve'ein mo'alin b'ayim. If they fall off after chatzot, or they've been on already since ben arba'ayim, you don't put it back, and there's no longer meila. What's going on? Look at Rashi. He says, Kodem chatzot alayla yachzir. You put it back. U'mo'alin b'ayim. What's it meila? The kodem chatzot eino chashuv ikul be'ever shesh po'adayin mamish. If there's a bone that's still got substance to it, hasn't been completely burnt up yet, before chatzot, right? So he says, we call him chatzot, ain't no chashuv ikul, not considered ikul. It's not as if it's been already burnt. It hasn't been digested, so to speak, by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Lefichach, tzarich lachzor lemarachah, you got to put it back. V'chayvan shelo na'aseit kol mitzvotan. And since the mitzvah hasn't been done by it, the mitzvah that should be burnt on the mizbeach, it's the Isha Hashem, the Lechem Hashem, right? So Kodshei Hashem, it's still called Kodshei Hashem. Before Chatzot, it hasn't been burnt, right? If there's substance there, it's called Kodshei Hashem, before Chatzot. Ve'it bei me'ila lenenin mimenu. Therefore, if you get any hana'ah from this ever, before Chatzot, that's God's substance, you get hana'ah, it's issur to get hana'ah from it in the Beit HaMikdash. Achar chatzot, if it falls off after chatzot, so ein tzarich lachzir, you don't have to put it back any longer. Why? She'achatzot osa ikul be'evarim shemashla bo aul. The fact that it was on the fire past chatzot, it's as if chatzot already came, and therefore even if there's still stuff left on the bone, it doesn't matter, it's called ikul. It's amazing this, right? Before chatzot not called ikul, and after chatzot it's called ikul. Even though there's still substance, they say it was a big ever, big bone with lots of meat on, and you can still see all the meat off the chazur as a matter. Right? Kriya, we'll see later on in the Kame. The ain mu'alin by him, therefore is now ma'ila. Right? Rashi says, Aviyak, the Kanach, Naset mitzvah Torah, in the Masech Ipsachim, we learned, she once the mitzvah has been done, she naaset mitzvah Torah, ain mu'alin, but it's no longer ma'ila. Kayvan delayed by Tzorech Kavod, there's no reason. The only reason why there's me'ila is because there's Tzorech Kavod. It has to be done. Avod has to be done. Once Avod has been done, there's no longer me'ila. Right? So therefore, lo karina bei kodshe Hashem, ube me'ila. Right? It's written in the Pasuk in me'ila, v'chata bishkaga mikodshe Hashem. You chayv on me'ila chatat, if you did it bishkaga, from kodshe Hashem. Once it's got ikul, once it's been burnt up and the Avod has been done, it's no longer called kodshe Hashem. So there are two ways it can be done. Either before Chatzot completely burnt up, then it's okay. But you still, you know what? That's actually 100% right. After Chatzot, even if it isn't burnt up, that's a better way of saying it. Even if it isn't completely burnt up, it's called Iku. And prior to Chatzot, you've got to put it back on. Right? So it has to be past Chatzot. That's really the Ikar of the Gemara. Yeah. So now, the Gemara said, like, Gersbinani Mili. Where do we know Rashi points out the chatzot is equal? That's chatzot halayla that does equal. Amrav from Rav Silakas. Ketuv echad omer kol layla. One pasuk we got to be says. Tzavet Aaron menav command Aaron. In the pasuk we read later, Masechet Erat Aaron menav zot torat ola. He ha ola. This is the Torah about the ola. Al mogda al mizbeach kol layla. It has to be burning the whole night, right? Ad haboker till the morning. Vayesh mizbeach tukot bo should be there. The next pasuk says, "Vashak kol midabal v'chzum b'rishav v'herim et adesh l'ashem duchal eish ta'ola al mizbeach v'sav v'p'tach." So the one pasuk says should be burning the whole morning, not in the whole morning, and the other pasuk says that you don't go and do truma. The Gemara says like this: "V'amarav katuv echadu mekol laila v'tir katuv echadu mekol laila v'herim." So how do you have a bit of a steer here? On the one hand, it says there kol laila ada boker, and boker is up until chatzot hayom, right? Another one says truma tadesh and v'herim et a truma. So how can you take it if it's still going to be there? How kaitzad? Chilkuhu chetzol haktara v'chetzol harama. What's that over here? Chilkuhu. Okay, chetzol haktara. She'enu iku. V'im pakut shich lachzi lachtir. V'chetzol harama. Mi'chatzot halan karu deshen. It was up until chatzot. It's going to be there at least. If it's after chatzot, it doesn't have to be there any longer. It's already called deshen. Al mechatzot m'shavi elei iku. Rashi says, Mashvila, you already from Chatzot, it's called Iku. Therefore, basically, already from Chatzot Alayla, you can start doing Trumat HaDesh, because it's called Iku, not a problem whatsoever. So where can we start doing Iku? From Chatzot. I mean, start doing Trumat HaDesh from Chatzot. But we don't know, we don't know. The Gemara brings up, the Bore Brian says, Mativ Rav Kahana. So now, you can see, this is a Gemara which took place in Masechet Tamid. So Masechet Tamid is now bringing our Mishnah here, in Masechet Yoma, as a kashir to this sugya over here, which took place in Zvachim. Okay? It says, Mati Rav Kahana b'chol yom tomid ha-mizbeach b'kriyat ha-gever o samuch lo. So the Mishnah that you start doing Trumat HaDeshen from the time of the Kriyat ha-gever, what Kriyat ha-gever means. We'll see just now. Ba'im yifra ba'im or before or after. U'yom ha-kipuri mi-chatzot, yom kipuri from chatzot. So it makes sense, chatzot we're okay with. Eva u'beregalim ba'ashmura rishona. And regalim from the first Ashmoret ha-layla, which is much earlier than chatzot. How can you do that if we just saw over here that you have to have equal up to Chatzot? So like the Gemara says, right? Ve'i salkedatach bechatzot doraitehi. If we're going to learn this chilkuhu from a pasuk, and if we're going to tell us that the earliest you can do Trumat HaDeshen is Chatzot, and it's a doraita, heichi mekadminan. Look at Rashi, heichi mekadminan. How can you bring it forward? Afilu dish deshen hamukal yafe, even is nicely burnt. Fa'amarte chetzor arama. Alma ein chetzi arishon kashe lechach. Which we say, the night split into two. You got the first half of the night at chatzot, and the second half of the night. So up until chatzot, you can't do anything. So how can you do Trumat HaDeshen on a regal in the Ashmoret HaLayla? Question clear, right? Right? The word is an answer. I'm not 100% sure that I understand the answer. Do you want the question like this? As the question, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, mi mashma shenemar kol halayla. The pasuk says kol halayla the whole night. Any odeshu al aboker? Don't I already understand? If it says kol halayla, kol halayla means up until morning. So then, matamud bar aboker. Why does the pasuk have to carry on and say ad haboker? It's pasuk kol halayla is ad haboker. From the whole night means until the morning. Why does it mean as well the morning? So what says tain boker levakro shel layla. A bit of a trick on here. Rabbi Yochanan says, that that what is this time of what does it mean boker? He says you got to give a boker to Laila. Right? In other words, it seems to be over here with Rashi that Alot HaShachar really seems to be early. Look at Rashi over here. Alot HaMechetzo Lechach VeChetzo Lechach. Don't split the night into half of Akhtara and half of Truma like we wanted to say. Remember, Ela Hachi Dari Shachetu. They got it up there. Hechsher Kol HaLaila Bein Lachra She'en Meukalin Bein LaRamayim Yesh Deshen Meukal. He says, really, Meikar Adin, the whole night is for haktara, for burning, if it hasn't yet been burned. And the whole night is good for haramah, for truma, if it has been burned. Right? V'chatzot te'oseh ikub evarim shemashla ben ha'ur me'achen nafka mimash b'shnema b'akhtara kolala labuah mukdeh eni yodeh shalabokke kari laila. And this idea that we chose chatzot from the limud we learned in the previous pasuk. However, what does the pasuk say? Ad ha'boker תשכבת אחרת לבוקרו של לילה, בוקרו של לילה הוא עלות השחר, ונתן לך כתוב בו בוקר אחר. So we know on the one hand, כל הלילה means עד עלות השחר, then we said כל הבוקר, another type of בוקר, שאין צריך להכתיר מן השכמה ואילך. וכיוון שלא נתן זמן באותו בוקר, על כל כך הוא חצות הלילה, ילך חוד בכל הלילה כאשר הרמה, קבו חכמים זמנה. He says that all חכמים understood from the pasuk, that because we've got from the moment of עלות השחר, that's when a night ends and Boker starts. And we haven't got an exact time of what the Boker is speaking about. Chachamim were the ones who said, you know what, we understand that we're going to make a split over here. We need a bit of time here and a bit of time there. But really, the whole night's kosher for Harama, and the whole night is kosher for Haktara as well. So, Akol Lefi Sha'a, B'chol Yom, therefore we go according to the days. The Lord official Korbanot, every day when there aren't sort of Korbanot, then we can go a little bit later. V'rav Le'mayom B'krota Gerisagi. Right, it's on a normal day with that particular time in the morning of Krota Gevre, when whatever that Krota Gevre is, the rooster or the person speaking is enough. I have Yom Kippur, Dikachush LeKohen Gadol. But now I'm going to come Yom Kippur, we've got a separate reason. Sharei Alav Levado Hu Mutal Tarich Lashkim Yoter. The Kohen Gadol has got a whole busy day. This is interesting. That we enter back into that machlok we saw from the beginning of Masechet. If a Kohen Gadol has all the avodas or not, here Rashi seems to say again, he has all the avodas. If he's going to do all the avodas, let's start him off early while he's still strong, because you've got to remember, he's got up in his bayach and down in his bayach, etc. So we started chatzot. And on the regalim, the nefesh Yisrael, the nefesh korbanot, and on the regalim, when there's so many people, look at Rashi, v'rav ha'deshin, makom barachan, there's so much ashes over there. Tzich la'lot et ha'deshin l'tfuach l'achara ha'ramah, you've got to then pick it up and put it onto the pile, k'nam ha'tzichet tamid over there, marina ha'fila p'tavuch, and there's a big pile, and the book's in the middle of the mizbeach. ושם כנסו אפס של כל ימות החג, והוא חג אצלם, והוא באמצע המזבח, ופעמים שהוא עליו כ-300 קור, tons of stuff, לפיכך צריך להקדים לתרום לשמור הרעלה. So he says that basically, since חכמים understood from this pasuk, that really the whole night is good for katara, and the whole night is good for truma. It would depend on the status of the afer, and because we understand that, therefore chamim work of flexibility to work. So during the average day of the year, they said, start truma ladeshen from kriyat hagever. On Yom Kippur, go a little bit earlier to Chatzot because the Kohen Gadol is going to be weak. And on the Regel, we can even go even earlier to Shmoneh Alayla because it was really night time, and night time is also good for Truma. And what was the reason? The Gemara gives the example back in the Gemara. He says, we learned the mission in the mission of the reason. Because basically the flats are so full and so packed. That what can you expect? You need a lot of time, a lot of place. So really, and it comes from this pasuk here, when we say, that chatzot is not doraita, the night is the doraita, and really the night, and because it says, ada boker is bokro shelaila, we can sort of have flexibility to play around and work within that time to decide according to the needs. And now the Gemara has been speaking all the time from the Mishnah as well about kriyat hagever. So the Gemara says, my kriyat hagever, what is this kriyat hagever speaking about, this calling of the person? So like I said in the Mishnah, we understand always, we say in the morning, I'm not telling, right? That with the rooster, we give him the sechel to understand to see what they are not. So kriyat hagever, we understand is that. So the Gemara says, Rav Amar Kra Gavra. Rav says, it's not a rooster. It's a human being. Look at Rashi. Rav says over here, Kragabra, Machriza Memunya Lachruz. There's a guy there, one of the Kohanim, who's responsible for calling out all the jobs in the Beit HaMikdash. V'omer im du koanim lavodetchem. Koanim, get up and start working. Kiktam b'brayte b'shmaitin. It's a brayte b'shechitamit. A midot. Rabbi Shaila Amar Kratar Nogola. Rabbi Shaila says, no. Rav, I don't agree with you, talking here about the rooster. So the Gemara gives the most amazing story. Now, Rav is a gadol. Rav, you know, it's unbelievable that to think that Rabbi Shaila argues with the Rav. But look at the story over here. Rav ikil atred Rabbi Shaila. Rav arrived in Rabbi Shaila's place, and Rashi points out, v'lo ayu makrit, they never knew who he was. They heard about Rav, but they never knew this guy was Rav. They heard about Rav, obviously, they never knew he was Rav. Right? Now, there wasn't an Amora, there wasn't an Amora. Rashi says, yeah, I'm a Turgaman. You know, there's a guy there, we all know that the Rav would give a shear, the Gadol, and he'd have next to him a person, he'd whisper to his ear, he wouldn't get hoarse like I do. Right? He'd have somebody next to him, and he'd speak very softly, and he'd say, this, this, and this. And then this guy would translate it, and like Rashi points out, he would translate into the language that they'd understood. He'd speak in Hebrew, and they would translate into Aramaic, whatever the case was. So there wasn't somebody there for the shear of Rav Shaila. So come Rav Aleva, come first. Rav says, you know what? I'll be the Meturgaman, this new guy Rav's in town. He says, I think I can do the job. So now, in the middle of the shear there, it comes up, my Kriyat HaGever. What is Kriyat HaGever? That's the sugya that's under discussion. Rashi says over here, Kra Gavra. So he says over here, look at Rashi, you come first, Kriyat HaGever, Kra Gavra. Now follow betoch HaDrash, Shelachashto Rabbi Shaila, Kriyat HaGever, Lashon Ivri. He came up in the words that he used the word Kirota Gever in the Shir in Hebrew. And Rabbi to translate the Shir. Rav Shaila wasn't discussing what Kra Gavra is. He was just using the words in a Kra Gavra, whatever the case was. And Rav said, when the Mamune starts out, and Rav Shaila says to him, what are you talking about? Please correct it. And tell them it's Kra Tar Nagola. It's the chicken. So Rav says to Rav Shaila, he quotes like a bit of a parable over here. Rashi translates it. It says, Avuv lechare zemer. And Avuv is a chalil, a flute. He says, look at Rashi. He says, chalil shu chashuv, an important instrument. Lifnei b'nei chorim, in front of free people. In other words, like, you know, important people. Zemer na'ev arev. This is beautiful music, beautiful, sweet, tasty music. However, he says, legardai. Now, gardai, I know they translate the gardai in English, but I think gardai seems to be like amaratzim, you know, like bur, a bur. I can't hear you, sir. Beavers, okay. So he says over here, Le Gardium, in other words, simple folk. Right, look at Rashi over here. Le Gardium, Loki Blumina, ever the simple folk, they don't really get it. Look at Rashi. By Etzel Gardium, Le Shorer, you come to them to sing and to play the flute to them. Loch Sharbenim, it's not so great in their eyes. Umashalu, what's the Mashalia, says Rashi? Klomar Perus Neshe Perashi, Livnei Sarim Rabim, I've explained this Kirotka Gever. Meaning the machriz in front of great people. Pa'amim Rabot, many, many times. V'lo michubiyad, no one objected. Achshav perashti lefanecha. I'm now saying it in front of you, Rav Shaila. She'encha gadol kemotam. You're as great as the guys I've spoken to up until now in front of me. V'lo kibalto, you don't accept it. Let's look at back in the Gemara. So he says to him, kihava ka'amina alei Rav Chia. Rav says to Rav Shaila, I'm in front of Rav Chia. And I thought there would be Rashina, my Krat Gever, and I explained what it is, Krat Gavrav, Lomali Vilomidi. And he never said a word to me, the great Rabbi Chia, who sometimes we call him as a Tana even, there was Rabbi Huda's that Nasi Talmid Buba. Va'at, Amartli, I'm a Krat Tana Gola, you want to correct me? Rabbi Chia was happy with it. So Amale, suddenly Rabbi Chia, Rav Shaila understands who this guy is when he quoted Rabbi Chia. Now Rashi points out, we said this many times before, that Rabbi Chia was Rav's uncle. So he says to him, Amale Mar Nihu Rav? Are you Rav? He's like start freaking out there. Imagine. It's like imagine in our day Lahavdil. I don't know Lahavdil. Why not Lahavdil? Imagine you giving a shir Rav Yosef walks in and says, don't worry, I'll be your Meturgaman. And then halfway through you realize this is Rav Yosef here, that's busy translating your shir for you. No? So he says, Mar Nihu Rav? Neinach Mar, take a seat, sit down, please. Look at Rashi. Says Shatara Gila Kumbil Targem, you're the one who's experienced, you're normally the Meturgaman for Bechia. Shu Dodcha is your uncle. Neinach, please, Lech Veshe, Bechodecha, take a seat. Sheini Kedai Shede Meturgaman. I'm not Kedai, then you should be my Meturgaman. Rabbi Shad is completely flabbergasted, yeah. So Amalei, look how Rav replies to him. He says, Amalei says to him, like this, people, this is also another, Imre Incha says it in English, like it's a commonly expressed expression. He says, "E tigrat le futz amre." If you're being paid for the job, go through and even spin the wool. Futz amre. Look at Rashi over here. He says like this, the very first wide lines of Rashi. He says, "E tigrat le futz amre." Im niskautet ladam le melechet job. You took on a job to do. Kol melachas lech. Whatever they give you, you went to work for a day's job. He picked you up for a day. He never told you what he's doing. Whatever. Afilu he bzuya. Even if it's a disparaging work, or nifut semer, do it. I'm finishing the job. I'm not sitting down. Can you assure I want to be a maturgum? Another version of the Gemara says, "Ikad Amrei Hachi." The Stam said, "This is what happened." Amarle, the Rav said to him, "Malin b'kodesh lomuris." The first way is a very nice, modest way of Rav. Right? I took on the job. I'm not finishing. I'm going to finish it. The second version is a little bit more difficult. It's Gemara in Brachot. We say there in Brachot, "Malin b'kodesh v'lo moridin." So normally we say, of course, no moridin, like for example, you know, Malin Bekodesh, like we saw example we had in the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol, when he had that deputy appointed on Yom Kippur, so after Yom Kippur, what happened to the guy after Yom Kippur? So he said he can't go back to being an ordinary Kohen, because Malin Bekodesh, Malin Moridin, once he was a Kohen Gadol, he can't be an ordinary Kohen. Yeah, but here, Rav says it slightly different. Look at Rav's answer, look at Rashi explains it. Velo Moridin, Gnai Hadrosha Hu, Sheredani, Vikum pachot mimen legomra. It's not mechuba to the drosha. You're giving a drosha. If somebody's smaller than me now steps in as the maturgaman, you're being mezalzel the drosha. I've got to stay here because it's not fair to the drosha or to the darsh rabbi to you if I step down. I'm going to take it. All right. That was Rav. The Gemara Bondana brings a brightness. They're telling him the Rav, telling him the Rav Shmuel. They're brightly support both of them. Telling him that the Rav, so Rav's the brightly supports Rav. The Gemara begins a bright and says, Gvini Chruz, his name was, he was a machriz in the Bala Mikdash. Mahu, what he used to say, Imdu kwanim rabotechem, get up. Ulevim duchanim, and the Levim God do your duchanim, vishalam the tam, you take your ma'amad. Vaya kolon ishma, beshlosh parasot, and his voice was heard, 3 parasot, a paras is about 4 kilometers. Surrounded about 12 kilometers away, his voice was heard. That's how loud this guy's voice was. So that is the bright telling us that what is Kragavra? Kragavra is the machriz. Got a hell of a voice, and he stands up and he talks, and you hear, and the Gemara's a story. Masi by Agrippa Samelech, King Agrippa Shaya Ba Bederech was traveling. Shema Kol Begimu Parasot. He heard the Machriz's voice from 3 parasot, 12 kilometers away. Ushekeba Levaito. When he got home, he was so impressed. Shigelo Matanot. The Gemara tells us, by the way, you should just know. Afar Pichein Kohen Gadol Meshubach Vino. The Kohen Gadol's voice was even better than his. Amar Mar. He has the proof over here. This is a Gemara. He says, Ukfar Amar, when the Kohen Gadol had said, Ana Hashem, right, that's Rashi points out over here, Ukfar Amar, when he was doing the Pamachati Amasesh Kohen Gadol Mitvadel Parobium, he was doing a video on his par. Amar Ana Hashem Chatat, that's the Avodah we say in the Davening Yom Kippur, right? Ana Hashem Chatati, Abiti, Pashati, whatever. He says like this, Uvenishma Kolo Beyericho. They heard his voice in Jericho. Amar Babarachan, Amar Yochan says, how far is Jericho? Yericho. Are as eser parsa, 10 from Jerusalem, the Yericho 10 parsa, that's about 40 kilometers. I didn't know that Jericho was so far. You could do a marathon, you could do a Jerusalem Jericho marathon, right? V'afa gav dahacha ikachusha, and he says, now look, and I want to prove that the Gemara, that the Kohen Gadol was stronger than the Machriz. He says, v'afa gav dahacha ikachusha, here the Kohen Gadol was chalash, why? Because he was fasting. V'hacha legachusha, and during the year when this Machriz was just shouting, he wasn't fasting. V'hacha yamama, here was during the day. V'hata melilia, we'll see the moment. There was night time, the machriz which Agrippa's heard. Right, the Amar Labi Levi, Ne'ma en kolosh ladam nishma b'yom k'derech shma b'lai. We see that the daytime is much harder for voices, sounds to travel than during the day. So why is that? He said, Ibnei Galgal Chama. He says, because apparently the turning of the sun, the spinning through the firmament. She'nim menaser barakia kecharasha menaser barazim. Like a carpenter sawing down cedar trees. V'hai chigre de yume lo shame, and therefore, because of this chigre de yume lo shame, v'hai chigre de yume, this chigre of the day, there's a Rashi over here which says the chigre is like the psoletan, sorry, like the sawdust. There's a better Rashi, I think, from Daniel, and he explains it, what chigre says, avak an yireh b'shemesh, the smoke, or the dust, the better one, the dust you see in the sun, right? And la is shame, it's called la. So that dust, which the sun farts flying through the whatever you call it, the rakia, creates a dust with it, and that's what makes a noise, and you can't hear yourself because of that noise, and it's called la. And Nebuchadnezzar says in a pasuk, "V'chol dairei arei kala," that all the residents of the ground, he says, he saw them was like, basically just like this dust of what was in the firmaments. And it goes like a thermal. If it wasn't for this wheel turning of the sun, Nishma kol hamonah shel Romi, we'd hear the noise of the masses in Rome. If it wasn't for the Romi, there's such a noise. There's some people in Rome making a noise. Nishma kol gagal chama, we'd hear the gagal of the chama. So we're not sure which is blocking out which. And the Goran says, there are three sounds that are so great, they expand the whole world that you can hear them. Kol gagal chama, kol hamoneh shel Romi, the masses in Rome and the sun spinning. The third one is v'kol neshama b'shach shotzei min haguf, the noise, the sound of the body, of the sound of the soul leaving your body, makes such a huge noise. V'yesh omrim af leida, subs even birth. V'yesh omrim af ridya. Rashi, what is ridya? Ridya is the malach hamemune al hashakot ha'aretz v'matar ha'shamayim mimal u'minatro mitachat. The noise of the angel that's busy watering the world from the waters in above and the waters beneath. The korel angel emar tohom el tohom kore. Kamin masechet b'sol masechet b'sil b'shchatal b'amin hatam the dami la agala ulechach nikra ridya. Lashon shor, it's like an eagle. Similar to the balach. One of the cases looks like an eagle. It's called shorah choresh. But tagvin la tachrosh lo tirdi etc. Okay, so that is let's quick end off here quickly. Uvau Rabbanan Rachmei Anasham. The Gemara says on that second last one, we said the noise of the soul departing from the body. Rabbanan Bau Rachmei Anasham Shashtem in Aguf Ubitlua, and the noise was wiped out. That's what we done here today. Let's end off over here.